You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
Is Unix. Spelled U as in Utah Raptor, N as in Nanotyrannus, I as in Iguanodon, and X as in Xenoceratops. Definition: a family of multitasking, multi-user computer operating systems that derived from the original Unix system built by Ken Thompson and Dennis Ritchie in the 1960s. Example sentence. From the 1993 Jurassic Park movie, Lex, played by Ariana Richards, has to reboot the dinosaur park's computer systems in order to lock the doors and prevent the velociraptors from eating everybody.
It's a Unix system. I know this. It's all the files of the whole park. It tells you everything.
Origin and context. According to Dennis Ritchie, also known for creating the C programming language, the Unix origin story begins with the failure of a predecessor operating system called Multics that had the right goals but didn't perform well. One of the key characteristics of the new Unix system was its use of plain text files for storing data, traversing the file system, and inter-process communications. By the 1980s and 1990s, commercial licenses for different versions of Unix were expensive and predictably became legally entangled. In 1983, one of the Internet's founders, Richard Stallman, working with the Free Software Foundation, or FSF, announced the GNU project to build an open-source version of Unix that anyone could use. Volunteer coders began writing the supporting programs that a complete operating system would need, but they didn't start working on the kernel yet. A kernel is the first program the bootloader runs at startup because it handles the low-level interface tasks between the user and the hardware components of the system. At the end of 1991, Linus Torvalds publicly reversed version .02 of a basic kernel for a flavor of Unix called Minix. By version .12, though, Torvalds joined the GNU project with its famous copyleft general public license. The combination of the GNU project with the Linux kernel is generally known today as the Linux operating system, and it's become a dominant force in server deployments around the world, both in data centers and in cloud deployments. Nerd reference. GNU, pronounced GNU, stands for GNU's Not Unix. It is a recursive acronym joke created by Richard Stallman that I leave as an exercise for the computer science nerds out there to unpack and understand. For the muggle non-computer scientists listening, be warned. Recursion will blow your mind. There be dragons down that path.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.